Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Be Friends podcast. I'm here today with Let's Be Friends contributor Nicholas Hinton. Nick, how are you doing?
Doing very good. How are you, Kara?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Nick. We're just going to have a candid chat this time. Usually we have some like topic themed before. Nick's written something and he wants to like read it or share it, or we've been discussing it. But today I think we're just like coming on here to do a candid chat, a hangout.
The intro we just did reminded me of a meme I just saved where it's like, you're visiting your therapist and the therapist's like, how are you doing today? And you're like, I'm doing good. And they're like, so what's going on? I'm doing bad. Like everyone just flippantly says like, I'm doing great today.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah.
It's like a programming. How are you? Mm-hmm. Good. Or I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no one's ever fine that says they're fine. And no one's ever good that says they're good. The only people that are honest are like, oh, I'm hanging in there. Or I'm great. I'm excellent. I've never been better. And like, you can see it on their face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're in the middle of a hurricane right now, which is kind of exciting because since it's a show and you're contributing and you're on location.
Yeah, I'm live on the scene. I'm just kidding. I don't know if it's really
like
full
you know the pictures with the weather people and they're like being blown over by the wind and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but a lot of those are fake.
Yeah, I don't think it's a full on hurricane here, but like we're definitely getting hit by the not the remnants, but like the tail end of Lee. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it is. Yeah.
Did I talk about the hurricane thing on the last podcast when we were talking about?
Remember, I cut you off before you wanted to talk about something else and I got us on a tangent. So I think
I wanted to talk about like two things. One was like we were talking about missing flight MH370, I think.
Yes, and then that's what trailed off.
Yeah, so we were talking about how there was like so many like weird synchronistic things going on surrounding that missing flight, because there was an article that had come out saying like, oh, aliens were responsible for its disappearance. And then around that same time, I'd saw that UFO thing on the plane coming home from your house.
Yep.
And I forget what else was going on, but like I had kind of decided that for some reason, this all like connected to the Donnie Darko movie and the hurricane plane portal in Virginia and the Statue of Poseidon and Donnie Darko being Donald Trump, the time traveler, and the storm is coming and all that kind of stuff. So
that's really interesting.
And I don't think it's a coincidence then that the Richmond, north of Richmond guy, Oliver Anthony, is from the same area. And he's like kind of starting this like cultural, political, Christian revolution right now. But yeah, I was thinking that there'd be a hurricane coming, and I told some of my friends from church, and they're like, well, that's not really that crazy prediction because it's hurricane season and it happens all the time. And I was like, I didn't know. I did it this weird, freaking weird, like super strange roundabout way.
Right? You don't even, like, you're like, what month is it? You don't even know it's hurricane season, mm-hmm. and you're predicting hurricanes.
But yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen, but like it all tied into this like whole September 23rd thing that everyone's talking about.
Yes.
And I was like really freaked out and convinced that something might really go down that day. Now I'm not so sure. I mean, this happened in 2015. It happened in 2017. It's happening again. I was trying to do a ton of research on it last night, and all these pastors are saying it's like Jesus's return. I do not believe that for a second.
Well, they can't know. Like the Bible says, yeah. Nobody's going to know the hour. So,
yeah. And some people are saying it's the rapture. I don't even believe in the rapture. I mean, we do get transformed and caught up into the air when Jesus Christ returns, but that's at the very end of time. It's not pre-trib or mid-trib. It's like at the very end.
I think of the fiery furnace and Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and how like they're in it, but Jesus is with us. You know, he's not going to abandon us, but I just, right. Yeah, I don't know. But you and I both had pretty intense lives where we might feel like we missed the rapture.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever felt like you missed the rapture? Like in a funny way? It's kind of a funny meme. Like, oh, it's like you look, you're like, wait, did I miss the rapture? I thought that. Did I miss the rapture? Like, did it happen?
I mean,
in 2012? And I'm
well,
did I miss the rapture? I'm going to call this episode that. That's hilarious.
those movies, what are they called? A Left Behind?
Oh, yeah. The TV, it's a series, right?
Yeah, you know about the Left Behind series, right? I don't know if it's HBO? Movies or television. Yeah, something. I don't know. I know that a lot of kids had to watch them in church, but it's totally unbiblical. There's never a time in the Bible where it says like, yeah, everyone's gonna be taken up in the air, and then there's gonna be people left behind where they're just roaming around a barren and like apocalyptic planet.
Right.
All the good, like what the saints have to be persecuted. That's the only.
Yeah.
And they have to preach the
prophecies
the
to be complete. Yeah. There's like 500 mm-hmm. more prophecies about all of us getting like persecuted.
Yeah, there's persecution. There has to be people preaching the gospel during the end times. That's the whole reason they are persecuted.
So I just went to Got Questions. Is the rapture biblical? And it says the word rapture does not occur in the Bible.
Yeah.
Like the term comes from a Latin word meaning carrying off, transport, or snatching away. God concept of carrying off or the rapture of the church is clearly taught in scripture, but it's like not, it says snatches away. Like God also says nothing can pluck us out of his hands. You know, like that's kind of, you know, it's the same type of wording. Like he's not necessarily saying we're going to like disappear like that, you know, like the goth boots on the sidewalk and they're like, the goth girl got raptured. Like, you know what I, it's just people twist scripture.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was all a Hollywood invention and a Jesuit invention. Like, you can look into the history of the rapture, and it's like, it's not something people believed in for all of time. Like, I'm pretty sure it was invented in 1833, of course. And so, yeah, it seems just like another fear thing, because I know people that have messaged me and reached out and been like, I was taught about rapture and like my Catholic school.
John Nelson Darby in the 1830s popularized the rapture theory. My God.
Yeah.
It's enough that came right from man.
Yeah. And so like, I know people that have been traumatized by this. Like, I'm afraid of missing the rapture. And I'm like, that's just, it's just not how it happens
like
in the Bible. Strictly tells us that we're caught up in the air with God when he returns. And that's at the very end, not pre or mid. I just want to make that clear. But what were you going to say?
Like when I thought I had like make the joke, like, did I miss the rapture? It's because I was being a non-believer and missing the rapture. It's like, if you're a believer, you shouldn't worry that you're going to miss the rapture if it's going to happen. You get what I'm saying? Like if it's going to happen, if you're a believer and you're saved, like you're good. Don't even stress about it. Don't worry about anything. Like we were told over and over, but when I was worried I had missed it was like, you know, non-believer for 38 years. But, yeah, this concept of the rapture, it's funny that we're talking about this because I don't think we've ever talked about this before. But it was popularized by this guy.
I'm pretty sure he's a Jesuit.
Yeah, and it came from a prophetic vision it says the doctrine is new. It was never taught or even discussed prior to the 1830s. It seems to have first come from a prophetic vision by Margaret MacDonald, a woman in 1830s who was part of a cult group, the Irvingites, while having an emotional experience. That's just crazy. Like if we're gonna get raptured or something's gonna happen, it would just make way more sense that our souls like ascend or go somewhere else, like you just said, up in the air.
Well, our bodies are resurrected and transformed. That's what scripture tells us. So like, even our souls wouldn't just be like levitated out of our bodies or anything. Like, I do, however, believe that there might be a fake UFO type rapture for real.
Tell me more.
Like,
tell me more.
I mean,
it might have happened to me.
If Blue Beam really happens, there might be just like a bunch of like abductees that disappear all at once. And yeah, interesting timing, right? Because you have these Mexican aliens. What do you think about that?
Yeah, like they're called Mexican aliens too. They're not aliens, they're it's the Mexican alien, which just is even funnier to me. If you're enjoying this episode and you want to hear the rest, head on over to the Let's Be Friends podcast website and sign up for the Friendship membership. This episode and over 50 other bonus episodes are also included when you sign up. You get 2 to 4 bonus episodes every month, the Symbolism Syndrome Radio Dispatch, Let's Hang Out, Candid Chats with me, your host, Kara. You get invitations to monthly hangouts on Zoom and so much more. Head on over to the Let's Be Friends podcast website and sign up today for the Friendship membership. As always, thank you for being a friend.